You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now, and let's make mention today that he's our local commentator, as one who is based in Bossier City, Louisiana, USA, and he'll explain why location matters.
And a very good morning to you all. I came here to the United States of America because my ex-wife needed to move here to be with her ailing mother, and I wanted to be near our daughter, so that's why I ended up here. I'm not some form of economic refugee, unlike the hundreds and thousands, perhaps, of the Irish who are pouring in here daily to find work, fleeing as they are the ailing Irish economy. And as for this being the land of liberty, well, I recall having to teach as an elementary school teacher that song, Proud to be an American, you know. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Well, it doesn't make much sense to me, really. It's like somebody from Switzerland singing, I'm proud to be from Switzerland, where at least I know we've got chocolate. Yes, Mr. Cuckoo Clock, but other countries make chocolate too. It's not unique to Switzerland. And similarly, the idea of a free society is not, I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, something that is a unique feature in the United States. The US is not the only Western democracy in the world. So, long story short, while I'm very grateful to the United States for providing many of my fellow countrymen the opportunity to earn a living and make a meaningful contribution to a democratic society, I don't feel particularly grateful to the United States in much the same way as I'm sure you don't need to feel grateful to the Irish for things like Guinness, leprechauns, James Joyce, and Riverdance. And if I were to be perfectly honest, I strongly believe that the quality of life back home in Ireland would be better than the quality of life I enjoy here. And to illustrate this, I'll just take one example of everyday life, the media. If I were back home in Cork City, I could walk into a store and I would have a selection of daily, regional and local newspapers and international newspapers too, to choose from. I'd have a huge choice. Television? Well, I can watch the National Broadcasting Service, RTE, which has three channels for me to choose from. And some of the TV programmes that they import are coming in from Britain, some come in from the United States, and others are made in Ireland for the Irish. If I want, I can watch the BBC, I can watch CNN, I can watch a whole host of other foreign channels. The quality of documentaries made in Ireland about things Irish is astounding. And there's probably one on some channel every night of the week. The Irish nation is constantly looking at itself, examining itself, criticising and celebrating itself. And so much of this broadcasting is local, without being folksy or unprofessional. I don't know about the state that you live in, but here in Louisiana, there are no soap operas set in Louisiana. There are no current affairs programme dedicated to Louisiana. There are no drama series set here. There are no documentaries being made about the people, the music, the natural environment. In short, there's virtually nothing on the TV or radio that is produced locally. So why is that? I don't know. But frankly, if it's gratitude that you want from me, I'd be really grateful for some quality local radio and TV productions. And I can categorically assure you of one thing, that a guy like me would never be given a weekly radio slot at home in Ireland. Because for that, you would need some talent. Have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.